This is Johnny B. Truant from the Self-Publishing Podcast. You're listening to the Practical Defense Podcast with Alex Haddix, who's basically my co-host Dave, if he were raised by ninjas.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Podcast, where you'll learn practical approaches to staying safe in our increasingly dangerous urban environments. I'm your host, Alex Haddix, and this is episode 249, Stopping a Violent Crime. There were a lot of great emails and questions this week, enough for several episodes. I've selected one that is extremely difficult to answer, but raises a lot of points that only the individual, at that specific moment in time, can react to. So here's the scenario posed by Michael A. I just came across a YouTube video today of two guys acting out a strangling murder in progress in an elevator. Hidden cameras recorded the reactions of people as the elevator doors opened. Although you have mentioned in the past that no one would help, I was shocked by the reactions of most people. The majority just walked away and one took a video. Conversely, I also realize it is difficult to know who is the actual victim, but ignoring it seemed to be the wrong answer. Thanks for your excellent podcast. Thanks for the great scenario, Michael. I'll include a link to the video in the show notes. A while back, I posted a series of these types of scenarios to the podcast's Facebook page and Twitter feed. The purpose was to get everyone thinking and pre-planning. Running periodic hypotheticals helps increase reaction time. By thinking about a scenario and deciding upon a course of action beforehand, remove some of the shock value, and you can act without having to come up with a plan on the spot. You may change the plan, but at least you have a plan. There are no right or wrong answers to these questions. Also, trying to convince yourself that it would absolutely act in this way without question is complete machismo BS. Training hypotheticals help tremendously, but you never know how you're going to react to a situation until you're actually in it. There are tons of variables that have to be considered if you happen across this type of scene. One of the biggest is, who are you ultimately responsible for? Who is counting on you to come home? Perhaps a spouse or children? Are you willing to risk your life, limb, and ability to support your family, provide them shelter, and provide them food for the sake of some random person in an elevator? Where are your priorities? That's a serious consideration. Do I risk death or serious injury to help stop a fight between two drug dealers in a turf war? Or do I go home with all of my parts to support and protect my family? As discussed in a previous episode and mentioned by Michael, whom do you help? Coming upon a violent encounter in progress, you have no idea who the real victim is. The guy getting strangled might have exercised poor victim selection, and the victim now has the upper hand when you walk in. A criminal with the ability to kill another human with his bare hands is extremely dangerous. The most dangerous. The person is warped, broken, and volatile. You want nothing to do with him. This video depicted a strangling using a short rope. But what about the potential for other unseen weapons? Do you want to get into a hand-to-hand confrontation with a sociopath who could have a hidden knife or gun? You most often get hurt by a weapon that you don't see. A very close friend recently came upon a situation similar to this and chose to get involved. The players were three men, a woman, and an infant. It was a road rage incident, and two men were beating one man on the ground while the woman with the infant stood by and yelled. He chose to pull over and interject himself into the event, 4-on-1. He's also in his 60s with a medical condition. Now at this point, you should be thinking, what a freaking idiot! He also happens to be an expert in physical containment and crisis intervention. He worked for decades in psychiatric wards with violent patients and is a combat veteran. He managed to safely separate everyone, yes, all four of them by himself, and keep them there until the police arrived. I won't say any more because the case actually has gone to trial. So who's being prosecuted? The guy who was on the ground being beaten when my friend arrived. I hope to be able to get into more detail and analyze this event once the case has been settled. Do I still think my friend was foolish for getting involved? Hell yes! 4-on-1 in a violent encounter? Despite the positive outcome, he knew better. Again, there is no absolute right or wrong answer. There are far too many variables in these highly volatile events. Should you just ignore the event? It's up to you. You are under no legal obligation to get involved. Moral obligation is up to the individual. Being a good witness is usually a good option. Calling 911, taking pictures, and taking video are valid options so long as you can do so safely. That will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter and Facebook. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. If you're thinking about a career in private security in California, we have a fully accredited and fully online program. We have the best material and the lowest prices. Visit our website at palladiumonlinesecurity.com for all of the details. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense tip or comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
Gun Rights Radio Network has the best pro-Second Amendment, pro-gun rights podcast available on the net. The podcasts are absolutely free when subscribing using iTunes or Zoom Marketplace. Or if you want, you can just listen from the website. Make sure you visit gunrightsradio.com to subscribe. Podcasting freedom, one episode at a time.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.